The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific lady who began her music career at the young age of three, singing before 2,500 fans at a stadium. She performed at Times Square in New York City for a Wonderama, also took part in the entertaining reality show Soho at Night with Tony Orlando, Randy Edelman, and more, and guided by award-winning Tony Mercedes of TLC's No Scrubs and Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. And she's been compared to Ariana Grande and also Aaliyah, Billie Eilish, and more. And she's also been in Athena Saves Christmas, and she's got a new single she's going to talk about and performed at an event in Atlanta as well, too. So her amazing career is on the rise, and live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios in beautiful somewhere in Virginia, the multi-talented and very amazing singer and songwriter, Kylie Marshall. Kylie, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on board, Kylie. So you've got a great future ahead of you. You've been compared to Ariana Grande, Aaliyah, Billie Eilish, and more. You also began your music career at three, singing before 2,500 fans. You performed at Times Square in New York City. You also played for Atlanta's Artists Against Bullying, and you have a new single you're going to drop before you decide. We'll talk about that. And before getting all that, Kylie, tell us how you first got started.
So how I first got started was I was kind of just doing like at-home videos of covers, like me singing Ariana Grande or just me literally singing any song you could think of. And my family members would record me, they would post it on Facebook, and like it would get like, yeah, a little bit. And it kind of was just like, oh, yeah, okay, this isn't going anywhere. So we started posting covers on YouTube, and eventually I started getting a little bit noticed, but not really. So my mom contacted my dad's old friend, Tony Mercedes, and told him I was really into singing, that this was my passion. And so Tony was like, okay, I'm going to give you a song and you have till by Friday to record it. I guess it was like in the middle of the week. So I only had about 2 days to record, learn the song, everything like that.
Oh, wow.
So I learned the song. I sent it to Tony. He was like, dude, this is amazing. We're like, I'm on board. And then ever since then, I just started working with Tony and doing a bunch of covers and then starting to get into my originals.
So. Your music, pretty much. That's basically it. We'll talk about that. And what was that one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career?
I think one moment that really influenced that was my first ever show, which was in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. Now, was that the one you played in front of 2,500 people, or is that the Artists Against Bullying? Which one was that? Was it a different one?
The different one, but same amount of people.
It did. Okay. All right. Okay. So you got in front of 2,500 people. You got started on that. And I think that's a really good start as well, too. I've never heard of that. But who are some of your other favorite artists, singers, songwriters, and musicians growing up, Kylie?
I really enjoyed Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Ariana Grande, tiny bit of Billie Eilish. What was some other ones I kind of grew up with? Alicia Keys. second ones.
Okay. All right. You sound like a pretty good lineup right there, too. And we'll talk about you being a little bit of an actress, Athena Saves Christmas. You were in Atlanta's Artists Against Bullying. We'll also talk about your single Before You Decide and a little bit of experience as well, too. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon, paperback, and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has gotten great reviews and even loved and endorsed by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forge Riley, and Manales. So grab your copy today for Goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on 40 podcast platforms, heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Apple Music, Google Play, along with Radio Public, Geo7, Podbean, TuneIn, and more. Also, subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel, along with Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also BitChute and Rumble. Make sure you subscribe. Don't forget to take us with you on any mobile device. Make sure you subscribe today to The Mike Wagner Show and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and more as well. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Don't forget to check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/Mia Molson-Zia. For great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles, also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and some more, Amazon.com/Mia Molson-Zia. Check it out today. I'll support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. Make sure you do so today. We're here with the amazing, multi-talented singer-songwriter Kylie Marshall here on The Mike Wagner Show, and began a music career at 3. You also performed in some other venues, like at Times Square, New York City, for Wonderama, and you also were in Soho at Night, performed with Tony Orlando, Randy Edelman, and also you also were in Atlanta's Artists Against Bullying and Athena Saves Christmas, and tell us about some of that.
Yeah, so that was a lot. After you hear, like, see, when you're like doing it, it's not so like, but when you actually hear it, it's crazy. So I actually started, I found out that I was going to be working on Athena Saves Christmas when I was about 12. Mm-hmm. I read the script and it did change a lot. I didn't realize how much they were going to change the script, but they changed it a lot. Wow. And my character is Vanessa. You see her fighting off a lot of bad guys, being a hero, being a very nonchalant, caring person at the same time. And I think a lot of kids are actually going to be so in touch with that character because a lot of kids are just nonchalant. So,
yes, I'm going to kill you, but it's okay. So I could see people doing something like that. It's like ready for the kill, but also have some compassion at the same time. I seem to like that. And then also you took part in the Soho at Night as well, too. And who was your favorite performer that night, too? Who'd you like working with?
There wasn't really a favorite, but there was a favorite person that I met, which was Eileen. She's very sweet. I love her so much. She's always like, she's always, you know, coming for people's necks, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It's encouraging. I love her.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as well, too. And you also been in Atlanta's Artists Against Bullying as well, too. You made some headlines about that. And tell us more about that one.
Yeah. So me and my manager, we came up with the idea because I had been getting bullied a lot at school. And it kind of just started with like kids harassing me, recording me, and just bothering me overall. So I couldn't really be in school after that. And I actually got jumped for just being me. So I wanted to take action because I know that other kids do go through a lot of what I'm going through, and it happens to most of my friends. So I really wanted to make a campaign that capitalized off of people's feelings and just making sure that they know their feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm. And do you think part of the bullying could be due to your success, like being on the stage, the screen, and everything like that? Maybe jealousy or something?
Yeah, I do think that sometimes that was the case. Other times, I'm not sure what it was, but definitely sometimes that was the case. It was definitely sometimes jealousy.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think that people would start bullying? And like, besides with the jealousy, the fame, and everything else, what are some of the factors that would, like, you know, cause bullying?
Well,
or being bullied?
I guess just when you don't fit the standard of kind of how everyone is, it kind of puts a wall between you and a lot of people, because not a lot of people are touring, not a lot of people are going to photo shoots, being in movies, meeting a bunch of people, meeting artists, all that other stuff. They're not really doing that. So when they see me do that, they're like, oh, she's stuck up. I don't want to be friends with her. She's mean. So I've had that a lot of times happen where they'll think that I'm very stuck up, so they don't like me. And I guess for other people, it's a little bit different because, you know, they just go about their normal lives. But I think other kids are just in a really bad place to where they feel like they have to put it upon others.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the best advice would you give in order to, you know, shatter the stereotypes, you know, stuck up, working movies and everything like that? What's the best advice for those, like, you know, breaking that stereotype or come up to somebody of your caliber like that?
Don't always judge like a book by its cover. I know it's so overused, but it's honestly the truest thing. Do not judge a book by its cover because, you know, I'm a person. I have feelings too. So, you know, no matter how famous I do get, I'm still going to have feelings. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. And of course, with you being Athena Saves Christmas, this has come to mind. Any plans of, you know, being an actress going further in your career, plans for more movies or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm actually looking into trying to get in with Nickelodeon. So that's definitely something that's on my bucket list.
Oh, that's nice. My kids watched Nickelodeon back in the day. Just an amazing network as well, too. And where do you see yourself about 5-10 years from now, Kylie?
I think I still see myself performing and possibly doing a lot more acting than what I'm talking about now, because you never know in the future. Mm-hmm.
You never know. That's right, too. And of course, she also dropped the single Before You Decide. We'll talk about that in just 1 minute with the multi-talented singer, songwriter, actress Kylie Marshall. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We'll be back with singer, songwriter, actress, and the multi-talented Kylie Marshall after this time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamotionzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to the Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with the multi-talented singer, songwriter, actress Kylie Marshall here on the Mike Wagner Show. She was in Atlanta's Artists Against Bullying, Athena Saves Christmas, and she was also took part in the Soho at Night, part of Wanderama, and she also has a brand new single she's going to be dropping very soon. Before You Decide, and tell us more about that and what made and what decided to inspire you to write the song.
So I had a friend that was feeling very suicidal, and I also had struggled with that previously. And I just overall, like, there's a lot of people like who struggle with suicide. So I decided to co-write Before You Decide because I want people to realize that suicide is not just something that happens. It's not just something that, you know, it's a tragedy and then, okay, like, let's move on. It's something that definitely needs to be talked about. And too many kids go through it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And what's the particular advice would you give to those who are considered, since it's pretty much at an all-time high these days?
Don't think that one thing in your life is going to affect you for the rest of your life, or don't look into the future, not the present, because something bad could be happening to you then, but later in the future, you never know if, you know, something great could have happened.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point as well, too. And if you have some other music out there as well, too, or if you got some of the works, you can talk about it as well.
Well, I don't really have that many songs that I'm planning on releasing as of right now, but I do have another single called Malibu that was supposed to be released, but we are pushing that a little bit forward. So,
oh, really? What's Malibu about? This sounds interesting.
It's basically about having a crush, like, on this boy, and like you're trying to get him to be your little boo, and, you know, just little like teenage stuff that.
I was more thinking about the car in the city, but you've got a good take on it, which is great. So I'd like to hear more about your work as well, too. In the meantime, where can we find all your works, your music, and everything at, Kylie?
You can go find my work at Kylie Marshall Official on all platforms, music, Spotify, and socials.
We will certainly do so. We're here with the multi-talented singer, songwriter, actress Kylie Marshall here on the Mike Wagner Show. Just a few more minutes. Kylie, we'd love to have you back. And what else can we expect from you in 2023 and beyond?
You can expect a lot of music, a lot of Christmas involved in the movie.
Nice.
You can also expect definitely a lot more shows.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still paying off from my Christmas and the Christmas before. So thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
That's a hard one, because I feel like I've gotten to the point where I'm my own influence. I feel like, because I've done so many things that, like, I just never thought I could do. So I feel like at this point, I'm my own influence.
Mm-hmm. It's perfectly okay, because some people do that and some people do a great job. I think that's great. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Follow your dreams and don't be too hard on yourself.
I like that. Nice and simple. I think many of us should do that. We're here with the multi-talented singer, songwriter, actress Kylie Marshall here on the Mike Wagner Show. Kylie, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works?
You can, well, I don't exactly have anything you can purchase yet, but in the future, there'll be definitely a lot of links that you can go to, and they will all be named Kylie Marshall Official.
Okay. All right. Well, certainly check that out. Once again, Kylie, a very big thank you for your time. You've been totally amazing. Learned a lot from you. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back and wish you all the best. And Kylie, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.